And we're back with People in Your Neighborhood, and right now I am joined by Allison Gravitt-Foff. I said that right, right?
Yes, you did. You got
awesome.
It. I gave you a little fist bump in the air, but
that's
you
right. Awesome.
It.
And she's from the South Dakota Discovery Center, and good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
So I love the Discovery Center. I've never been there, but I'm telling you there's a lot of stuff going on all the time there to keep the kids active. And so what are you here to let everybody know about?
Well, I have three different things that I'm going to talk about today. First off, coming up pretty quickly, Starry Saturdays. Our show this month is on October 12th. So that is every second Saturday of the month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have multiple star shows going on in our exhibit hall on the main floor in our traveling portable dome. So that dome is our planetarium. It's how we show off all the stars, constellations, deep space objects, all that fun stuff. And then with that show on October 12th, it is free with admission. So if you're in the Discovery Center, if you already paid to come in, please take advantage of that because it's super, super fun. And I love to get in there and see all the fun stars.
Oh, ever since I was a kid, I've been fascinated by astronomy.
Well, you should definitely make it out because then you could come into the dome and see all of the astronomy.
That's right. I'm trying to get there. I really am.
So that was Starry Saturdays. And then also this month, October 23rd, we have our twice a year we do Meet a Scientist. So we get different scientists in a cohort that have a project they've worked on, and they come and they present it to these kids that are in our community so that the kids can get a up close and hands-on look at what science looks like with scientists. So that will be on October 23rd from 1 to 5, and it is free admission into the exhibit hall. So take advantage of that this month. Put that on your calendars. And thank you to our sponsor, SD EPSCoR, for that.
Enjoy science. It's good to have the kids introduced to science at an early age, and then that way they get them interested. And
It's really cool to see their eyes light up. I've got a picture of it right here that, of course, I could talk about. All of their faces are just mouths open, eyes wide. So excited to look at what this scientist is doing. So getting them in to see that really early on is important.
Absolutely.
And then the last thing I have is our annual fundraiser, Best for Last. It is that time this year. We are celebrating 35 years of Discovery, and every dollar for Best for Last supports the staff and activities that we do and provide for the community. Tickets they're $150, if I can remember correctly. And then you can get them online at sd-discovery.org. Or you can give us a call at 605-224-8295. And then that, with 250 tickets in the drawing, you have a chance to win $10,000.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty high energy night.
Yeah, and Jennifer, like, if anybody doesn't know, just remind them what the best for last is. Jennifer McIntyre, last time she was here a couple weeks ago, I talked about it a little bit, but just anybody that wasn't listening. It's like, what is the best for last?
Yeah, so it is a reverse raffle. Everybody can get as many tickets as they want. We also do loser's boost, so at the end of the night, you can put your ticket in again. We take the night on November 21st to go through all of the tickets, call out your name, and if your name is called, you're out of the running, unfortunately, unless you bought that loser's boost. And then at the end of the night, when we have 5 tickets remaining, those 5 ticket holders decide if they want to split the prize money of $10,000 or keep going to keep getting people out. We have a ton of food, even if you don't win the main prize, we have prizes for ticket holders in the middle. So it's super exciting.
Nice.
I always try to get like the honey that we have, but
nice.
I didn't get it last year. So fingers crossed.
It sounds like a good time. So if you want to keep up on what's going on at the Discovery Center, you can go to their website. And what is the website?
sd-discovery.org.
So a lot of things going on at the Discovery Center. If you haven't taken your kids on out there, you better get them on out there. A lot of fun, especially this Saturday, Starry Saturday, and astronomy is really interesting. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. It was good to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great day.
You too.